Knowledge Products presents the world's political hotspots, narrated by Richard C. Hartlett. This is on Central Europe. In the complex mosaic that is Europe, the nations at the center of the continent have always formed a crucial segment. The peoples in this area are the Hungarians, the Czechs, the Slovaks, and the South Slavs, or Yugoslavs. The South Slavs embrace the Serbs, Croats, Slovenes, Macedonians, and the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina. They were the ethnic components of the former Yugoslavia and have become independent states. The other nations of Central Europe are Hungary and Czechoslovakia. The Central Europeans are bounded by Germans and Italians to the west, Poles to the north, and the Balkan peoples to the south and east. Farther east are Russia and the Ukraine, whose territories cover about half of the European continent. Indeed, the eastern boundary of Europe is generally regarded to be the Ural Mountains, far beyond Moscow. Central Europe has often been the prey of the larger nations, but it has also acted as a bulwark, defending the civilization of Europe from invasion. As the Roman Empire broke up in the 4th century, hordes of barbarian tribes flooded into the old Roman lands. These were the Germans. By the 6th and 7th centuries, as the Great Migration continued, another race came on the scene, the Slavic peoples. Some Slavs settled in the vast area between the Black and the Baltic Seas, becoming the Russians and Ukrainians. Others went on to the lands of the Elbe, the Oder, and the Vistula rivers. These became the Poles, the Czechs, and the Slovaks. Another mighty wave crossed the Carpathian Mountains, heading for the...